You're listening to KHOL. I'm Tyler Pratt with your local newscast. As mountain snow continues to melt, rivers are getting pretty high in some parts of Wyoming, causing concern for flooding. Governor Mark Gordon recently visited Carbon County, where there's already been some minor flooding on the Little Snake River. The North Platte River is approaching flooding levels, too. Gordon issued a statement saying officials are closely monitoring river levels for future flooding this spring. There's flood warnings and watches issued for parts of Teton, Lincoln, and Carbon counties. The state is helping local communities by filling sandbags and shoring up dikes. This year marks the 50th anniversary of the Endangered Species Act. It's a bedrock environmental law with far-reaching impacts, especially in our region. The Mountain West News Bureau's Will Waukee has more.
President Richard Nixon signed the act in 1973 to protect critically impaired wildlife from extinction. Today, there are more than 1,300 species listed as threatened or endangered. University of Wyoming law professor Temple Stollinger says it's remained one of the strongest environmental laws in the world.
If you look overall at the conservation record of the species in terms of preventing extinction, the act's been really successful. And I think also there's been some studies done that just show the overall support for the Endangered Species Act across the American public still being relatively high.
Still, Stollinger says there needs to be more collaboration with local governments and landowners, funding for environmental agencies, and critical habitat protection. Biodiversity is being threatened across the country. Critics of the act say the federal government is too slow to delist species like grizzly bears once they recover. For Wyoming Public Radio News, I'm Will Waukee.
Smaller Wyoming towns are growing, while some of the larger ones are shrinking. New data show communities with more than 2,000 residents gained population between July of 2021 and summer of last year. Winland Liu is an economist with the state. He says the pandemic has played a role in the growth of rural areas.
Small and rural counties increase population, and for Wyoming, more rural and small counties, small cities increase population.
This comes as the two largest cities in the state, Casper and Cheyenne, lost population during this time. According to the Jackson Hole News and Guide, Jackson's population dropped the most percentage-wise of all cities across Wyoming, while towns down south, where housing is more affordable, grew. Lynn says he expects rural growth to eventually return to pre-pandemic levels. This is Jackson Hole Community Radio, KHOL.